writing a play. I offered to write a song. Over a coffee, I asked the lovers where they went wrong. Why are you doing this to yourselves? Blink twice if you need help. And they laugh, and then the nervousness is gone. I say, close your eyes and focus. Think of the first thing that you noticed, the first thing that drew you to the other. And the cliches start pouring in. I chew on the pencil till I get lead poisoning. But like a journalist, I wait until they start talking. 'Cause in there the answer lingers. She says they're just like two country singers. When she takes the lead, he joins in on the harmony. He says she gives his notes space to breathe, then says sorry, his answer likes poetry. I take a sip of coffee and say no, I disagree. You know on love I've read all the books, I've read Fromm and Barth and Hooks. I guess they taught me some, but I wouldn't know how to use it. Instead, let's talk string arrangements. Let's speak in a language ancient. If we're gonna talk about love, let's talk about music. I've got a chorus, a hook, and a break. And the words are slowly falling into place. But I don't feel anything yet. No passion and no pain. I need to inject myself into its veins. So my mind wanders off 4,000 miles away to the streets of New York where morning's just broken, where she is hurrying through the rain, huddling on a subway train. I picture what she looks like newly awoken. And all my longing and gratefulness carries the song home. It seeps into every word and every chord. I give the couple a hug and tell them, see you Saturday. The song is finished, but it's not for them anymore.